This Thursday saw the opening of a new show in Prague, highlighting 25 years of concert photography by independent Czech photographer Ivan Prokop. The respected artist has shot performances both in the Czech Republic and abroad, capturing both Czech musicians and world-famous artists on stage. Performers highlighted at Prague's Lycea Gallery include Tom Waits, Laurie Anderson, Iggy Pop, and others. On the eve of the exhibition, Jan Wellinger spoke to the photographer, asking him first what was most difficult about his career.
It's very difficult for me sometimes, mainly in the great shows of the top stars. It's a problem because I'm independent photographer. I'm not in any magazine, and some organizers told me that it's not possible to photograph here because you are a freelance and you are not a photographer for us.
I was thinking in terms of the fact that you only have a few minutes in which to get the photographs that you need, that's something complicated for all photographers.
Yeah, it's normal in the big shows. You have first three songs or second three songs or the last songs, and you are in the group of the photographers, and you have very short time to make a good photo, because it's only the reportage photo for the magazines, for the agencies, and that's all.
Why is it that throughout your career you have chosen to go this route, to go the independent route? Is it so that you will have complete artistic freedom over your own material?
I have a problem with this, because I have to be independent. Because to make the photos for me, I have to understand it, and I have to have some connection with the people. And if I didn't understand them, I can't a good photo. And it's my problem, and that's why I have to be independent.
When you began photographing musicians around 25 years ago, who were some of the first who you took pictures of?
I started make the photos of the friends, musicians, a long time ago. But the first popular photos, which was printed in the magazine, it's a photo of UB40 in 1988, in Prague, when they played in Prague, 1988 or 1989.
And since you mentioned that iconic date, of course, in Czech history, how did things change following the Velvet Revolution?
Yeah, when coming changes after 1989, I started to make a lot of music photos because it was open, everything, and it was possibilities to start to make the photos, like first concert Rolling Stones in Prague, for example. It was great. I was one of the 13 photographers who can have a photo pass and make the photos, and it was great.
It must have been an amazing period. This was a time when then-President Václav Havel made Frank Zappa an ambassador, an ambassador for trade and for culture and tourism. Was it exciting to see for the first time a lot of bands like the Rolling Stones that it wasn't possible to see under communism?
Yes. I visited some shows in Budapest before revolution. But when these groups came to Prague and to Czech Republic, I started very, very hard to make the photos and visited all concerts and try to do it.
And during this period, were you working independently or were you photographing for an agency or for newspapers?
No, independently. Every time independent. In 1988 till 1990, I were in the magazine Melodie, where I make the photos, make the typographical design of the magazine and production.
When you photograph people like Tom Waits or Laurie Anderson, you are capturing artists at a specific moment, obviously. Mm-hmm. Who were some of the artists for you who were most expressive?
It's a lot of people. For me, Bobby McFerrin, Tom Waits, Mick Jagger, Carlos Santana, And a lot of Czech musicians, Láďa Mišík, for example, Petr Kalandra. It's a lot of people which I listening their music, and it's very expressive for me, the music, and I hope that it's, you can see it on the photos.
The picture of Laurie Anderson, which was taken in 1990, I believe, yeah. Is that during the concert itself or at another moment?
No, this is another moment. This is from the backstage. And it's from the press conference, and then we stay in the backstage, and a lot of people speaking with her, and I make the photos. And I prefer this moment because the person is speaking with another one, and I can go around and took the pictures like a person who is not important for the others. It's very expressive, her shows. For me, it was a great show. It was Leonard Cohen first time in Prague. I come to make the photos, and it was for me very difficult because I would like to make the photos of Leonard Cohen, and I can't get a photo pass for it. My best concerts are where I can make the photos. It's a compilation of the photographs and listening the music for me. And if I have to go to the show and I can't make the photos, it's a difficult for me. It's a problem. I have only half of the concert.
Aside from Mr. Cohen, are there any other musicians, any performers who you would like to photograph who you haven't had a chance?
Yeah, it's for example, Eric Clapton, Bob Dylan. I make the Bob Dylan once more only in Budapest, never in Prague. For example, he plays here first time.
So it really isn't easy. Even if you're as established as yourself, you've been doing it for as long as yourself, there's no guarantee.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Could you describe for me a little bit, for example, the picture of Tom Waits, how it was taken?
This picture I took on his Prague concert. It was second concert because he has a 2 days show, and I were on second show. And I was alone there, only one photograph. And it was very very expressive for me to make the Tom Waits because I love his music very much. I love his image. I love his presentation on the stage because it's not really show of a pop star, but it's a theater. He has fantastic stage, where he bring whole theater stage with everything, and it was very artistic and visual fantastic. I make a lot of photos there.
I believe that this show doesn't include only the photographs of the individual performers, but you also have lyrics from some of the best songs. There's Waits, there's Psycho Killer from Byrne, and many others. Do you think that say a younger audience will also maybe take away something new from this exhibition in the sense that they'll see a performer they might not be familiar with because they're younger and they'll say, okay, I'm going to go find out about this guy, this looks interesting.
For me, it's a photography, my photography or my style of photography is in connection with the music, very close. And that's when we arrange this exhibition, we try to connect the music with the photos. That's why we use the text. And we prepare in the compilation, music compilation, which will be played here together in the loop more than 2 hours. There is a first song which is on the wall and three others behind it. And then it's changed. Yeah, and I mean that it should be for the visitors something like to be on the festival, listening the music and watching the pictures, and it's a little bit same like you stay standing under the stage and watching the show. And I mean that it's for the young people should be that interesting that they can connect the visual or the name which they knows and never heard, and they can find the way through the picture and through the music together.
That was photographer Ivan Prokop, ending that edition of The Arts by Jan Wellinger.